Phil Totten, once in outdoors, brought to you by Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. Let John and Jenny and that outstanding crew take great care of you. And by Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. If Bluestem does not have it, well, it probably is not around. That's how that works, Bluestem Farm and Ranch. And from City Lake, Council Grove, Phil's with us here this morning. Hey, Phil, how are you?
Well, Ron, I'll tell you, I'm looking out here at Studio North at the garden. The okra is blooming. I'm thinking about all the kids that had entries there in the Lyon County Fair. Not only the kids, the people that put their produce in there. And I just wish I was back at the fair to take part of that. I love that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Yeah, been a great fair.
I do want to recap our summer-long family fun fishing contest in memory of outdoorsman and avid fisherman Jim McGathan there, and I do want to thank all our sponsors that helped us out, and I'll mention them a little bit later on. Ron, for the second year in a row, we had close to 700 entries in our summer-long contest.
Wow.
Followed as Michigan, St. Louis, and South Carolina.
Man, that is impressive, Phil. Yeah, and all over, geographically all over the place. That's good. Good to hear.
I do love to talk to the people and hear their experiences, and especially since I haven't traveled the world very much, seeing just what fishing was like in their area. So that's cool. Of course, St. Louis, fishing the Mississippi River through there and hearing of the blue cats have been caught in there. And there is quite a population of blue cats now in Kansas. And a week or so ago, I had a story in the paper about a piebald that was caught here at the outlet. Piebald blue cat, and that's pretty rare here in Council Grove area. It had to come up during high water from Burlington. But, Ron, as I mentioned, I do want to thank our sponsors this year, and these already got our fishing family fishing trip lined up with Joe Bragg, Thump 30 Guide Service, and Joe is putting people on blue cat there at Council Grove, so I know they're going to have a good trip. I want to thank the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks for the being able to give the kids a Wildlife and Parks hat and a lifetime subscription to the their state magazine, which is just great with photography and stories to learn about the great outdoors in Kansas. Of course, I want to thank you, Ron, KVOE. I use y'all quite a bit to get word out on the contest with that. And, of course, we have Mark Merle, Kansas Wildscape, OK Kids Days. They help us out with a little bit of the money that it takes to do this contest. Cabela's, can't say enough about the Justin Corbett Memorial Shooting Sports Foundation and all they do to promote the outdoors in Kansas with their donation. Flint Hills Live Channel, they come out and tape us when we do the announcement on Wednesdays. And, of course, all this is on several social media pages. We do get a quarter of a page coverage from the Council Grove Republican with the kids and the smiles. And I really want to give special thanks to Patina at Flint Hill Shopper for promoting the contest. She ran an ad or a all promotion for public service announcement there, and our lifetime winner of the license came from that ad, and it was just an entry that came in the day before we had the final drawing. Ron, our $100 winners are Lakeland and Kona Rich here at Council Grove. And just how close I am to some of these people when I called the mother that sent the entry in, and they live in Jefferson County. She said, "Phil, was you the guy that yelled ouch the other day there in Jacob?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "Well, were you fishing with Fred Bomas and Kim Burnett, Cropstopper Kigs?" I said, "Yes." And this happens sometimes when you're fishing with people and they get to whipping them bass lures. I always told Kim, who was a fly fisherman, that I don't want to get into fly fishing because that'd be a good way for me to pierce my ears. Well, Kim almost pierced my ears that day. So just a great story that they sent, and his brother and sister fishing together. So that will be a memory to last a lifetime that they had. These kids all get a $100 gift certificate, or if they would have lived in South Carolina, I would have just sent them a check for their contribution and being in the story. But we have the Ovette family. They just a great story. They called catfish of up on the Solomon River near Osborne, fishing with beepaw. And I've heard of grandpa, but I never have heard of beepaw. But talking with Trish, your mother, she wanted the kids to fish an area that she had fished when she was a kid. And we have a local winner here, Ryder Messenson, 10, fishing a farm pond near DeWitt. And her picture, just a lovely girl in a flat-bottom boat in cowboy boots. And it was just something about girls fishing in cowboy boots that I love to see. Here's a great story, Ron. Another winner, $100 gift certificate and T-shirt winners. Thank you, KVOE. It's Hunter Peterson, 12, fishing a farm pond in North Lyon County. And I remember Hunter's father, Perry, when he was about 12, maybe younger, out at S&P Gameford Farm. And Perry and I had a quail cleaning contest one day. And so that was very interesting. And seeing these kids win and knowing that I saw their father and their parents when they were kids enjoying the outdoors, and seeing the parents passing that on to the kids and getting them outdoors is just so rewarding to me, Ron. And last but not least, in our $100 winners was Hazley Buttry, 2 years old. And she's holding two crappie. I can't even get Ginger to bait her own hook with worms set down here. So these pictures are all up on our social media pages. Just click them in there. I just love this contest and hope to do it again next year. A winner of the Joe Bragg Trump 30 Guide Service family fishing outing is Silas Simmons' family. And this, I believe they live up in North Lyon County. He's sending a picture with his brother with two bass. And I've already got their father hooked up with Joe. And Joe's going to put them on some blue cat here in at Milford. And I just can't wait to hear that story in that report. And our lifetime license this year, and it can be either a hunting or a fishing license, goes to Braden Deal. He caught his fish in Cahola. And talking to the parents of the kids and to let them know that they won, I like to ask them, just where did you hear this contest? Was it social media, the radio show? And she said, well, I just saw the advertisement in the Shopper. And then the entry came in right under the gun. So, Ron, that's the recap of this year's 2024 Summer Long Family Fun Fishing Contest. And Lord willing, we'll do it again next year.
All right, let's take our first break. Back with more right after this.
Make sure to get your car's air conditioning checked at Express Tire and Auto. Whether your AC isn't working or you just want to get a check before your summer road trip, they have the tools and tech to take care of your car. Schedule your summer service today with Express Tire and Auto at 806 East 12th Avenue or online at ExpressTirePros.com. Stay cool and drive comfortably with help from Express Tire and Auto.
Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
A sidewalk sale in this heat? Yes. Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply is having a huge sidewalk sale, but it's inside. Yes, in the cool comfort of the store. Score great deals on items from every department, with more being added all the time. Great savings on a little bit of everything, including clothing just in time for back to school. Save big money and stay cool doing it. Shop the indoor sidewalk sale at Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
KBOE AM 1400, 96.9 FM, live and local. It is 8:37. What's in outdoors? Phil Totten, Council Grove, wrapping up the summer fun fishing contest and all kinds of entries. What do you say, over 700, Phil?
Well, close to 700 this year. This year and last year, both of them was right at about 700. I'm going to go back to my emails and put out some testimonies from the parents and grandparents that send me these entries, and you know just how much they like the contest and what it means for those kids to participate in this, and looking forward on our weekly announcements to see if they become winners. Ron, the fishing is picking up and getting good. I'll tell you, the white bass in the reservoir here, they have been knocking them dead with vertical jigging, some pulling some cranks through the schools. I mean, some nice fish. Here on the city lake, we had a neighbor reported to me. He wanted to know, was I out fishing the other night? And I think I was coming home from a meeting. Yeah, I was coming home from that Hunter's Ed meeting, and he said the white bass were hitting the top of the water. And this is what they'll do sometimes. They'll go after the shad that's on there, and it just looks like a feeding frenzy going on. But he really picked them up right from the dock, cast them in there. Catfish, I'll tell you, they're catching them just with live perch, goldfish, live sunfish. Well, they should. Most of the sunfish that they use, people call perch, but they're actually sunfish. So they're picking up. I do want to mention, Ron, that September 1, we have the opening of dove season coming up. And that people need to be aware that here we have Council Grove Wildlife Area, and there are dove fields planted with sunflowers out there for the public to hunt on. You just need to go, when you go to this area, be aware of where they are and certain rules and regulations that might apply just to this area. At Council Grove, you can hunt doves with lead shot. Where if you hunt the fields over at Melbourne Wildlife Area, that's steel shot only. And you need to be aware, Council Grove does not have a sign up. You can just go in there at Melbourne. Before you hunt that area, you need to go to a computer site on the Wildlife and Parks page and register in and register out. Melbourne Wildlife Area also has a youth and mentored only area that's closed to anybody else during the summer. So we are trying to get, during the hunting season, so we are trying to get more and more kids and people out hunting with mentors. And with that mentioned, we used to have youth dove hunts. We used to have youth waterfowl hunts. There's just not none of those really going on in these areas this year. But if you go to the Passing On Outdoors Mentors, if you're looking for someone to mentor a youth to take them hunting, there's just all kind of programs on that. So, Ron, let's go to that last break, and we will close the show.
All right, KVOE Live and Local, this is What's In Outdoors with Phil Totten.
Make sure to get your car's air conditioning checked at Express Tire and Auto. Whether your AC isn't working or you just want to get a check before your summer road trip, they have the tools and tech to take care of your car. Schedule your summer service today with Express Tire and Auto at 806 East 12th Avenue or online at ExpressTirePros.com. Stay cool and drive comfortably with help from Express Tire and Auto.
Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
Gear up for haying season with everything you need from Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply. They've got top quality baling wire, durable twine, and all the repair supplies to keep your equipment running smoothly. Don't let a breakdown slow you down this season. Head to Blue Stem Farm and Ranch today and stay prepared. Your reliable partner for all your haying needs. See ya at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
KVOE Live and Local 841. You are tuned in to What's In Outdoors, brought to you by Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply and our friends at Express Tire and Auto. Phil Totten, Council Grove, City Lake. So how's the summer been there at the marina, Phil?
It's been pretty good, Ron. It's always fun. Of course, right there in Marina Cove, it's just like a family. People will come in there, start sometimes as early as Thursday, and they come around. And of course, we open on the water on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays and have biscuits and gravy. But when they come in, they share their stories and the outdoors and source. It won't be long before I see these 12-year-old kids that I talk to out there having kids of their own down there. But I think we're going to stay open probably till the second week of October, right around in there. We had our last karaoke the other night, and I still haven't got enough nerve to sing in front of the crowd. But, I mean, people see me then, and I can talk on the radio.
So did you get a lot of rain here this week, Phil?
It's been off and on. I'll tell you, the other night, and this is something, when I spoke with Joe Bragg, he asked me, did we get rain here in Council Grove? When it came in, I guess it was Wednesday night, it was boom. I thought the front of the house caved in, but it was just like 5 minutes. But in that short burst, we have over 80 hundredths of an inch. So the lake is in good shape. It's not flooding. It's conservation level going into the winter, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I did forget to mention largemouth bass, Ron, when I mentioned fishing for the white bass and catching them on the surface. And it's just a great bite when you can throw something there and put it on top of the water and have a bass hit it. But with Kim Burnett with Crappie Stopper Jigs, and he's known with fly fishing, Kim got out his element and got to fishing with Fred for bass. And he caught his second personal best, which was close to 5 pounds during that deal. And they were using what you call a buzz bait. So you throw it out there and come it in and bring it in on top, and so it's buzzing. And then that big bass will come out of there and hit that and really hit top water and jump out of the water a couple of times. But I do know Kim and I were both out of our element because we was tired that night from doing all that catching. Ron, last Sunday I was over at Geary County over at Grandview Plaza, and it was their fourth annual gigging for Grady Memorial Bullfrog Hunt. And goodness, I never knew we had that many bullfrogs left on the face of the earth. I haven't heard that barump here in a late time, so I really thank them for putting that on and seeing those kids and families out there. I know we have the worm race there at the library, but over there to work with this event, they have a bullfrog jumping contest and also a turtle race. I meant to mention the other day, Ron, when I spoke with you about the hummingbirds. I hope people are getting hummingbirds now. How about you?
Well, a few, not a lot, but we've had a few.
And just like on few, there's one showed up to my feeder. But I've had as many as 5 out there, and
wow.
Just to see Star Wars come right up in front of you where they hoover and sing off and that, it's just an awful lot of fun. Well, Ron, that ought to do it for this week. God bless you. Take care.
All right. Thank you, Phil. Good job. Good to talk to you. As always, Phil Totten, What's in Outdoors. Here at KVOE Live and local, What's in Outdoors. Brought to you by Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. If Blue Stem does not have it, well, my friend, it probably is not around. Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply. And by Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. Let John and Jenny and the exceptional crew at Express Tire and Auto take great care of you. It is 8:45. Now the headlines from ABC.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Proposals on grocery prices, food, and housing, all of those.